Sean Penn calls WH coronavirus testing chief Admiral Giroir a flat-out liar and incompetent pawn. By Jerome Hudson on August 23, 2020. Sean Penn is a Hollywood actor and director. And with that resume he has gone on the attack, lecturing White House coronavirus testing chief Admiral Brett Giroir. A medical doctor with decades of science research and novel disease response experience. About how he's failing to handle COVID-19 testing in the U.S. I don't have faith in giving advice to the White House testing czar or to the President of the United States, Penn told CNN in a recent interview. The former is a flat-out liar and an incompetent pawn. Watch below. I'm telling you this not as a Democrat or a lefty. I'm telling you this as somebody who sees it every day. This country can be testing all of its citizens twice a day. The Milk Star said. Penn's also the guy who suggested in March that the Trump administration might exploit the use of the military in some ways during the coronavirus pandemic. Penn touted efforts that his nonprofit organization CORE has taken, managing free drive-through COVID-19 testing in California, and said, without offering details, how this country can be testing all of its citizens twice a week. For Sean Penn, things won't get better in the U.S. until an inauguration of a new leadership. So this is really not a complicated thing, but it's going to happen on local levels, not because it should. Not because that is what will be successful, but at least until an inauguration of a new leadership, that's what I believe. We are going to be chasing this dragon. That's the reality, Penn told CNN. Admiral Brett Giroir, who oversees coronavirus testing in the United States, told CNN last week that everything that can possibly be done has been done to provide more testing to any American who wants a coronavirus test. On Friday, the Pentagon announced contracts totaling $17.4 million to retain contractors' workforce capabilities. A $3.1 million contract, in conjunction with the Department of Health and Human Services, was announced with BioFire Defense LLC of Salt Lake City to expand production capacity for diagnostic testing for the COVID-19 virus. Similar contracts were also awarded. All were ordered under the Defense Production Act Title III, which provides the president with broad authority to support, through economic incentives, essential domestic industrial resources involved in national defense and homeland security requirements. UPI contributed to this article. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the forthcoming book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.